Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kinney, editorial director with NAREIT, and joining me is Lucas Hartwich, senior analyst with Green Street Advisors, to discuss some of the latest developments in the lodging sector, where there's been quite a bit of transaction activity recently. Lucas, you know, we just saw in the past 2 weeks, Ashford Hospitality Prime has discussed looking at strategic alternatives there. Strategic Hotels did sell to Blackstone this week. What's driving all this interest right now in the lodging sector?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I would say that primarily it's, the main thing you want to focus in on is where are the hotel REITs trading relative to the private market value of their real estate? And if you look at the hotel REIT sector today, it's trading at something greater than a 20% discount to NAV, which is a pretty wide gap when you look at the historical data. And, part of that's based on the fact that the hotel REITs have underperformed year to date. They're actually down something close to 18%. Versus the overall REIT index down something like 7%. So there's some underperformance there that's explaining it. And so we've got an environment right now where you've got a bunch of hotel companies where the value of their underlying real estate trades for a higher price in the private market than it does in the public market. So I think that disconnect is the main reason why you're seeing some activity in terms of takeouts and just rumors around other corporate events with hotel REITs.
Are there any segments within the lodging sector that are more likely to change hands than others? You know, looking at it, Strategic and I believe Ashford Hospitality are both, Ashford Hospitality Prime are both, I believe, in the more kind of luxury end of the market.
Yeah, I think, look, over the last, say, 18 months, 24 months, most of the interest when you talk to people in the hotel business has kind of been, it's more barbelled. There's a lot of interest at the high end. You've seen some high-profile trades, the Baccarat, the Waldorf Astoria in Chicago more recently, the Waldorf Astoria in New York last year. Certainly there have been some high-profile trades at the high end. And then also kind of at the middle tier or lower end, at least of the public markets, in terms of what the hotel REITs own. And that's kind of the limited service portfolios. We've seen several large limited service portfolios trade over the last year, year and a half. And I think that's where the most of the interest has been. But, you know, going forward, I think really the main driver of what's going to be, where the interest is going to be in terms of M&A activity and other corporate events is really where the bigger discounts are. And if you look at some of, well, basically across the spectrum of the upper upscale hotel world, you've got companies like Host and Sunstone and LaSalle. These companies own full-service hotels, and they're trading at bigger discounts right now than some of their limited service-focused public peers. So I think where the bigger discounts are is where we're going to see more activity.
All right. And going forward, I mean, how much more deal-making do you think we can expect here in the hotel sector?
You know, I think there's going to be more. I don't think Strategic and Ashford are the first and only. I think there's going to be more as time goes on, especially if this pricing delta between the private and the public markets continues to be wide. So I think we're just getting started, and if you look at how Green Street views the world, we incorporate takeout odds into our pricing model, and so if you look at the hotel sector, for example, we're pricing in, if you add up the cumulative odds for takeouts across the companies we cover in this sector, it's something over 100%, which suggests that We're basically implying that there's going to be at least one other takeout over the next 18 to 24 months in the hotel space. So I think there's more coming.
All right. More activity on the way, folks, according to Lucas Hartwich of Green Street Advisors. Lucas, thank you so much for your time.
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us, too, for the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kinney.